Hello, welcome to the presentation of how Collabora Online development improves LibreOffice. My name is Jan Holešovský and this is actually the first time I'm recording myself for a presentation. So please bear with me. It is an experiment that I have never tried before. Hopefully you will like it and hopefully you will learn even something new here. So what is Collabora Online? Maybe many of you know, but if you don't, so it's a software solution that allows you to edit office documents online in your browser or on your mobile phone, and also, of course, collaborate on these documents. So multiple people can actually edit the same document. The Collabora Online is a solution that is only focused on the collaboration and on the editing of the documents. So in order to have a complete solution, as you might expect with some document storage and being able to browse the documents and choose the documents, you also need to integrate with something that provides this file sharing functionality and actually like allows you to start the Collabora Online. Collabora Online is also a project. So Collabora Online as a project is hosted on the webpage that is written here. The development is happening on GitHub and the translations are in Weblate, in hosted Weblate by the Weblate project. We have also forms for users. But of course, as the core of this and inside and under each and every Collabora online instance is LibreOffice, which is a very important part of our solution. And of course, improving LibreOffice improves Collabora Online, but luckily it's also the other way around. So improving Collabora Online improves also LibreOffice. And I'm not talking about some generic fixes here that like we have done recently to LibreOffice for various people and for various clients, but I will be talking mostly about the fixes that were really triggered by things that we needed in Collabora Online and had to be developed in LibreOffice. So how it actually happens that like how this cooperation between Collabora Online and LibreOffice works. So first of all, Collabora Online uses tiled rendering. Tiled rendering is a way how to present a document in some reasonable way for the purposes of the presentation on the web page. So the document is not painted here as a huge area, but only as a set of 256 to 256 pixel big tiles. These tiles are handled by LibreOffice Kit. LibreOffice Kit is a thin API that is like part of LibreOffice that basically repurposes the LibreOffice core to serve these tiles, to serve events that are happening, for example, like when some idle event happens inside LibreOffice. And also, of course, it is necessary to react on the user input. So the input events are handled, are like routed to the LibreOffice core so that various things can happen, the document can change according to like what the user has typed inside and these things. These events back from LibreOffice to Collabora Online are done via callbacks. So various callbacks are there for these things. Collabora Online also has JavaScript part. which was initially only a viewer, but then it was extended into the full feature editor. Later, it became this editing became share editing, but after several years, we managed to do full collaborative editing. Actually, the collaborative editing is reusing the multiple views feature that is present in every LibreOffice. And so far, like, it wasn't used that much, but now, like, it's the core of what we are doing in Collabora Online for the purposes of several people collaborating in the same document. Over the years, we had to do many changes in how these multiple views react to each other. Because like when the multiple views are used in LibreOffice, there's always only one view that is visible at the same time. But with the collaborative editing, like there are many people that are actually using this these views simultaneously, and also and that means that lots of things had to be redone so that things are happening asynchronously here, so that like the events can flow basically from any of the views. Another problem that had to be sorted out with this multiple views feature was language support, because in Collabora Online, like one of the things that is possible there is that like one user uses, for example, English, and the other, for example, Czech language. And still, like the user that is using the Czech view needs to see the dialogues and content and menus in Czech, and the English user needs to see that in English. And for that, like we had to implement a way how to switch languages inside LibreOffice very often. For example, like when these views are just used at the same time, like for every event from the view, it may happen that it is necessary to switch the language. Of course, for the Collabora Online, the server part is there, that is in C++, but that part is not that bound to the LibreOffice itself. It only calls the LibreOffice Kit API, but for the purposes of this presentation, the most important is the JavaScript part, and on the other hand, the LibreOffice core itself. When we have implemented the editing, we started to need to use some dialogs, because lots of the functionality, lots of the settings for the documents is in the dialogs. First thing that we have tried was actually like re-implementing the dialogs in JavaScript ourselves. We have started that with the search dialog, but even that turned out to be very time-consuming and actually not so easy, because lots of polishing came into the LibreOffice dialogs over the years, so this turned out to be a dead end. So the next thing we have tried to do conveniently and how to reuse more code from LibreOffice was render the existing dialogs as pixels. Of course, the dialogs were not using the tiled rendering. The invalidations had to go directly there, but even that was a good achievement, because that enabled lots of possibilities, like how to expose the dialogs in Collabora Online. Already this led to some improvements, mostly in the area of the asynchronicity about which I talked previously, but also we had to modify a few of the dialogs in various ways and add additional features into the dialogs. And then, which is the most recent development, was using using the dialogues as they are defined in the LibreOffice, but actually turn them into something that is consumable by Collabora Online, and that can be rendered directly via the JavaScript. It is because the sending of the dialogues as pixels was not themable. Like in the end, we have found a way how to add some SVG-based themes into VCL, but still it was not as beautiful as like rendering it directly in JavaScript. And even with this, like even if it was looking like reasonably well, it just didn't fit the mobile. Because like when you are on your mobile phone, you do not expect to deal with dialog boxes too much, and even worse with as complex dialog boxes that as they can be in LibreOffice. So actually, Shimon started implementing the dialogs in JavaScript that use the definition of the core dialogs, and the first thing that he has implemented there was reusing the sidebar so that the structure of the sidebar is turned into JSON, and that JSON is sent to the Collabora Online, and there it can be rendered directly via JavaScript. For the first implementation of the sidebar, it was easy enough because we were using the commands, which are easy. Like you can send the information like that, like press this or call this command with this parameter, for example, for the colors, and the core did that accordingly, and it was possible this way. But of course, it was not enough because the next thing we wanted to expose in Collabora Online was the JavaScript dialogs for like the real dialog. So the next thing that we targeted was the notebook bar. Here, the commands started not to be enough for the purposes. So Shimon started to use the UI test API, and which was good because like now the synergy started to be seeing because like improvements in the JavaScript dialogs actually triggered improvements in the UI test API as well, and later. Shimon went ahead and started using welding for the dialogs, which is sharing the functionality with the GTK. Also, so that's it for the generic thing. Let's talk deeper about the improvements since the last January. So improvements done in the recent year. As I said, like most of the things that like explicitly improved LibreOffice by development that we needed for Collabora Online were user interface improvements. The generic approach is, as I've already explained, to reuse as much as possible from LibreOffice. But using that means that it improves LibreOffice as well, because we had to do like various fixes in the UI files. For example, like incrementing steps in the dialogs where improved so that they were more reasonable. So when you click by mouse on some on this widget that allows you to enter value and also use button up and down for increasing or decreasing the values were updated so that they were much more reasonable. Before, it was not that much tested, like who, like what is the reasonable steps for various things in the dialogues. Then of course the theming that we attempted for the pixels improved the generic VCL plugin in some ways. We have converted lots of dialogues into asynchronous, so that's more convenient for the event loop inside LibreOffice to deal it this way. The fontwork dialog was reworked to use the icon view, which is again more convenient because previously there was just a big drawing area that like was not really scrollable, and the choices were visible there. But with the icon view, it is scrollable and more convenient for using. And we have done also various improvements in the formula bar in Calc, and this was mostly thanks to Henry Castro and Shimon. Then I talked about the neural group bar. It's like a very complex functionality, so the work is still ongoing there. It is not the end of that, because like the notebook bars are currently implemented as UI files defined by Glade, and this is not really convenient for the designers. Like how to be able to deal with these, and how to actually improve them, and add functionality there, or for example, change the order of the items that are in there. Like very recently, we are starting together with Andreas Kainz to create some more convenient description of the notebook bars than the Glade files, Glade UI files, and hopefully it will be a very good improvement going forward. But this is what is going to happen. But things that have happened already. So the notebook bar was welded. There was a new style preview that was implemented for the needs of the Collabora Online, but because it is again a shared implementation, it has improved the notebook bar implementation in LibreOffice as well. There were some crash fixes regarding notebook bar that were uncovered in Collabora Online, and they were fixed. And of course, like lots of buttons were moved in various way to align better. Most of that happened thanks to Shimon. UI is not the only thing that is needed for Collabora Online. We have lots of usage of PDF in the online solution. It is because many documents come as PDF, and when you just download them on the web and you want to do something with them, it is more convenient to do that directly, for example, in the file sharing solution that where you have the Collabora Online installed. And Collabora Online uses the PDFM-based importer in LibreOffice. So in LibreOffice, there are currently like two ways how to import PDF. So one is based on Poplar, and the other on PDFM. The Poplar implementation just reads the PDF and extracts the objects from that and tries to apply as much formatting as possible and lay it out using LibreOffice, which is great, like if you want to modify the PDF, but it doesn't give the fidelity of the PDF. On the other hand, the PDFM-based importer tries to keep the PDF inside the document, and only on each page it renders the bitmap of the actual PDF that is behind the scenes. So with PDFM-based importer, you will get just perfectly looking PDF in the Collabora Online. But of course, it needed more features, and PDFM as the library provides that. So it was implemented in LibreOffice for the needs of the Collabora Online, particularly the PDF search. So now, like you can search the PDF, FM-based PDF as well. You can add annotations to the PDFs, which means that like you load the PDF, you will add comments there, and it is saved as the original PDF with additional comments that are just the PDF annotations as known from Acrobat and stuff. So handling of huge files was improved, and also there were various fixes in the PDF export. I forgot to mention that PDFM is used also for one another thing, and that is like when you insert a PDF as an image into LibreOffice. So that uses PDFM as well for like keeping the original PDF, and also for rendering the picture of the first page of the PDF. And so all these improvements improve also this functionality. Then sidebar was improved in many ways as well. So it was improved so that it is more synchronous, it has better lifetime and life cycle, various quick and instant updates of various states, and various small fixes like title and subtitle, font color related fixes. Then clear direct formatting was added to the sidebar as well, to foreground or to background commands, and the various other small things that all together improve the sidebar in LibreOffice in various ways. Of course, as I slightly touched but didn't explain too much, is that for much of the functionality we are using the no commands that are present in LibreOffice, and that are used for scripting a lot. They are also used for the menus and toolbars definitions. So many of these had to be extended slightly for the needs of the Collabora Online. There were some new additional setter parameters for commands regarding colors. Then for the charts, we had to implement various new commands for editing the chart from the sidebar. Then several context menus were updated with new commands added, which affects the LibreOffice as well, because like the context menus are routed to Collabora Online as well. Various notifications improved, various states or reporting of the states of commands on various places. And also, as the last thing, but not the least one, is various corner fixes and performance fixes. So you can see at least here. One particularly interesting thing is the SVG export improvements. because the SVG export is actually used by the Collabora online when running the presentations from the online impress. So the SVG improvements that are needed for the presentations in Collabora online actually improve the SVG importer that is inside LibreOffice. Then various like document modified states, because there were some cases like when you have loaded the document and even like before the user has touched it, it was already marked as modified, and the other way around. So after some action, it was not marked as modified. So various these states had to be fixed because we rely on them when doing autosave. And that's it for this presentation. So I hope that you liked it. And as you can see, the strategy is here. Collabora Online improves LibreOffice. LibreOffice improves Collabora. Lots of things. These things are in the UI, but there are even other areas where this is very useful. And of course, this presentation didn't mention the interoperability improvements that were reported to us by various customers, and we had to implement that in LibreOffice and improve the overall quality of the LibreOffice import and export filters. So that's it from me. Thank you so much for watching, and have a great day. Goodbye.